Being an Alaska wildlife trooper in Unalaska means having two jobs, working on land with local law enforcement and going out to sea aboard the Stimson. The boat patrols commercial fisheries in the Bering Sea in western Alaska year-round. It's been home-ported in Unalaska since 1998. Trooper Sergeant Robin Morissette has been with it off and on since its second voyage.
For the longest time, we've had three people. Prior to the Stimson being out here, we had one and two positions. And then when the Stimson got out here, we've always had three.
The state considered moving the Stimson to Kodiak this year, but Unalaska lobbied to keep it, saying the town is the best location to keep tabs on all the region's fisheries. So the Stimson is staying put, but not all its troopers are. Trooper Jason Ball left Unalaska with his family last weekend. He's taking a new position as a pilot in Anchorage. And with resources tight across the state, his position will be left open indefinitely.
Now it'll just be the sergeant and one trooper that's out here.
In the past, Sergeant Morissette says two troopers have gone out on the Stimson's patrols while another has stayed back in Unalaska.
Now with not having a third person, three people here in town, that'll leave two troopers for enforcement on the boat and then zero people here in town. Sometimes we leave and the guy in town just keeps on doing his work and then picks up work as it comes in. Sometimes just kind of all depends.
Morissette isn't too worried about the deficit. He says local police share in their workload of traffic stops and warrant arrests anyway. And if an Unalaska trooper ever did need to stay behind while the Stimson went out to sea, trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the state plans to fly in substitute troopers from Anchorage or Kodiak to go on the boat as needed. Of course, it costs money to make that happen, but Peters says that's something they have to balance against the cost of filling vacancies full-time.
They just need to be looked at and analyzed and see where our greatest needs are, and also look at other resources on our abilities to get troopers out to places when they're needed versus if we need somebody there on more of a regular basis.
So the deficit in Unalaska isn't necessarily permanent, but with 10 total wildlife trooper vacancies statewide, Peter says it's something the town will have to deal with for now. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.